It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Two words can make a tremendous difference in the life of an individual. Those two words are very small and very simple words. Keep trying. When we hit an obstacle in life, when life becomes hard and difficult, as it often does, we need to remember and practice those two words. As long as we keep trying, we are giving God a chance to help. There's an old proverb which goes something like this: God helps those who help themselves. And you can be certain that He does. God wants our best dreams, our highest ambitions to come true. In one sense of the word, God is on our side. I am with you to the end, Jesus said. That means we never have to face life alone. As long as we keep trying, we can be assured of God's help. This means trying in the midst of failure and despair. Edmund Burke, the British statesman, put it this way: never despair. But if you do, work on in despair. Keep trying. Work on in despair. And you know, as long as you keep trying, you keep hope alive within you. A person never loses hope until he quits trying. Hope is one of the most priceless and precious qualities one can have. Hope means believing and trusting and working. Hope is a positive attitude. A man by the name of Hickson once wrote, "If at first you don't succeed, try, try again." Life is much more enjoyable when you believe the best and work for the highest. When you give in or give up, hope dies. But it lives as long as you keep trying. Then remember also that as long as you keep trying, you have a chance to reach your goal. When you quit, that chance is gone. A very important sentence found in the Book of Books goes like this: I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Many a thing that couldn't be done has been done because one person kept trying. He kept at it, giving God a chance to help and keeping hope alive inside himself. A minister was once asked to define perseverance. He gave a quite complete definition. It means, first, to take hold; second, to hold on; third and last, to never let go. Well, it's a pretty good prescription for the faint of heart to use. Two lines from the poet's pen put it this way: so stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. From experience, I know it to be true. The ability to keep trying is a very valuable virtue. The next time life deals a crushing blow, and it will, stand on your feet and go at it again. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Life can never defeat a person whose mind and heart are saturated with the power of that phrase. Think on it, believe it, and keep trying. You will make it if you do.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.